Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We are here. Hopefully, everybody's all still here.
I'm here.
Brad Schimmel's here. I hear Matt. Doug,
yep.
You still here? Okay.
I'm here.
All right, great. We'll get started. We'll call the meeting to order. The first matter of business would be the minutes from the last meeting, and they were
this
sent
is
with
Doug.
A packet.
I looked at those, and they make sense to me. Matt joined us partway through, but I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that. Any comments or discussion about the minutes? All right, then. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Hey, I heard.
This is Matt. Right. I vote aye.
Great. Thank you. Then, I left my agenda on my desk, and I'm trying to look at it online here. My computer's not working right. But
next time.
Next, we have to approve the loans. Let me look here. We've got 11 loans, total of about $12 million.
We're kind of back to normal here again. First, I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
I'll second them, and then I have a question.
Good. Now we can go on, and here we go. Now I've got my computer got this right. We can go ahead then and with your discussion, Doug.
My question is about loan number 8. This is the first time I remember seeing this for quite a while. Racine County wants to borrow $5 million to repay one of our loans. And it's been some time since we talked about it, and I'm not sure if the two of you have ever heard this discussion. But we have some rules about this, and I'm not sure how that works. Tom?
The loan application is actually from the school district, and our rules for refinancing our own loans are, if they are trying to take advantage of lower interest rates, the borrower in essence has to take out 25% additional money. So if they have $1 million outstanding that they want to refinance, they would have to take out another loan for $250,000. However, if they're refinancing their loan to go longer, in essence at a higher interest rate, we do not require that additional 25%. And that's precisely the case here. Because they're going longer and their interest rate is going up, we do not require the additional 25%.
So what is the interest rate on their current loan?
3%, Doug.
It's 3. All right. Why would they do this? Why would they want to pay more interest? Because they get a longer term?
Right. They anticipate wanting to pay this loan back over a longer period of time because it was for the purchase and renovation of a property that they intend to use for their athletic facilities, and they wanted a longer time to pay it back.
I see. So they're willing to pay higher interest in order to extend the loan. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion about the loan?
I did notice that there were several for over $1 million, which is good news. And they,
Hello?
Are you there, Doug?
Huh. Well, Doug, you trailed off. We're not sure what happened to you.
He's not in his office. He's calling from a cell phone, we believe.
Okay. This is just the day for technological difficulty. Well, hopefully we'll have him back real soon.
Well, he has to figure out that he's not. He might still be talking.
Hi, this is Doug. Somehow you lost me for a while.
Yeah, you just disappeared from us.
Welcome back.
You're boring us, so we hung up on you.
So is it time to vote now on the loans?
Yes, we're ready to go. I'll vote aye. This is Matt.
I vote aye.
This is Matt. I'll vote no.
Okay. Just going to the right page here. Then we don't have any old business listed, nor do we have any new business on the list. Do we have any future agenda items that anyone wants to discuss today? And then, Jonathan, do you have an executive secretary's report today?
Yeah, just a brief one. I'd like to call your attention to the investment transaction report that was included in your packet. Rich may have something to say about this, but since about December, mid-December, we've acquired about $100 million worth of bonds in the secondary market. Actually, it's a total of $135 million, but $25 million of that is short-term. And the reason we moved into these bonds is kind of obvious when you look at this sheet. We could see an advantage for us in the interest rates that were being offered for that window, and we took it. As a result, we've got a significant amount of money in terms, well, it's not an unheard of amount, but in a relatively short period of time, we devoted a fairly significant amount of money to capturing these rather higher than what we've been used to for the last several years interest rates. I just wanted to call your attention to that. The secondary point on that is because of this opportunity, and because we're moving, I think, cautiously, and we believe the market is perhaps overvalued and certainly volatile, we have not so far made any equity investments. We instead have been doing our homework and have met with Vanguard and Schwab and have developed pricing from them, and we feel pretty confident that when the market settles down, we'll move cautiously into passive mutual ETF equity vehicles. But we so far have not done so, but instead took advantage of the market opportunity for these bond rates that are historically, for us at least recently, quite high. They've now settled, so the opportunity isn't quite as good as it was when we took advantage of it. That's all I really wanted to highlight to you.
Well, and I was just looking at it, this is Doug. We've got over $500,000 worth of, I'm sorry, $500 million worth invested in bonds, and hopefully all paying good interest, so that's good work.
Yeah, we do. We have my figures, we bought an $8 million ticket today, so we're about $443 million, am I right, Rich?
In total bonds?
Total bonds.
No, we're...
I am $514 in total bonds plus that $8 million ticket.
Right, so it's about $525 million right now.
The $435 I was mentioning, that's our trust fund loan balance right now. So we have $950 million, plus or minus some change, currently invested in bonds or the state trust fund loan program. So we arguably have $114 million in cash and equivalents, but among that, some of it is at SIF rates at about 50 basis points, and then Rich nailed down a farm loan at how many basis points? That's about 80?
It's a variable rate loan that resets every month, and right now it's paying about 80 basis points.
All right, so we feel we're doing rather better maximizing utilization of our cash, but we've so far not entered the equity market, Doug.
The two on this, the bonds, the FHLB and the FFCB, are those the farm credit bonds?
The FHLB is a Federal Home Loan Bank, which is another agency very similar to farm credit. FFCB is farm credit.
Home Loan Bank, what is that specifically? What does that mean?
It's a government-sponsored enterprise similar to the Farm Credit Bank. It is basically a cooperative of commercial banks throughout the country that guarantees these bonds. And so they issue bonds to provide themselves with capital, which they lend out to businesses throughout the country. Similar to Farm Credit, which does the same thing, but Farm Credit is focused on the farm industry. They're all AAA rated.
That's sort of the extent of my report.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody else have anything else to for the meeting? Otherwise, it's, I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. Is Matt?
All right. All in favor say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Hey, are you guys still there? Hello? It's very strange. Hello?